This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE proposes new complex 2030 for nuclear weapons. DOE is proposing to prepare a Complex 2030 Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement, Complex 2030 PEIS, for the nuclear weapons complex. According to the schedule, DOE will release its notice this month. The Complex 2030 PEIS will describe what nuclear activities DOE proposes for the entire nuclear weapons complex until 2030 and what they predict the environmental impacts of those activities will be. These issues are of particular concern to those living in New Mexico, where two of the nation's nuclear development laboratories are located, Sandia National Laboratories and Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, as well as the only weapons waste disposal site, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant. DOE plans to modernize and increase the efficiency of the stockpile by redesigning the components of existing nuclear weapons. The new designs will cater to post-Cold War threats and may include such developments as low-yield nuclear weapons. Central to the 2030 proposal is the development of a responsive infrastructure which would continuously dismantle and rebuild nuclear warheads. DOE claims that the new infrastructure would allow them to reduce the total number of warheads in the nuclear stockpile by ensuring the capability to quickly increase production rates should the United States decide to do so. DOE announced its intention to hold hearings about the Complex 2030 PEIS during a debate concerning the public comment hearings for the draft LANL Site-Wide Environmental Impact Statement, LANL SWICE. DOE recently held public comment hearings for the draft LANL SWICE in Los Alamos, Española, and Santa Fe. The public requested a fourth hearing in Albuquerque because of its large population, and it is doubly impacted by both Sandia and LANL, which are within a 60-mile radius of each other. DOE then refused the request, stating that they would soon hold a Complex 2030 hearing in Albuquerque. This hearing would allow the public to comment on the scope of the proposed document. DOE's response did not address the public's request, as citizens will be commenting on a nationwide document rather than one that is specifically focused on their area. Furthermore, DOE is required to hold a Complex 2030 hearing in Albuquerque because Sandia is located there. Activists are concerned that during the Complex 2030 scoping process, DOE will again neglect to involve all impacted communities. Hearings must be held in areas surrounding waste disposal sites and along transportation routes. Furthermore, it appears that LANL may house the Consolidated Nuclear Production Center. The draft LANL SWICE proposed quadrupling the plutonium pit production capabilities with analysis for the eventual operation of a modern pit facility capable of producing an additional 450 pits per year. A plutonium pit is the core of a modern nuclear weapon. DOE also proposed more than doubling the amount of plutonium stored on site. Kalaroy Matsakis of CCNS said, quote, DOE ignored the outcry from the public against nuclear weapons in the draft LANL SWICE, refusing to consider a change in mission towards life-affirming research. The American public must look to the future for them and for ourselves so that we can have the world we want in 2030, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.